tuned in to the financial motivator himself, Ash Cash, Mr. Mind Right Money Right.
Hey, hey, welcome to another awesome episode of the Ash Cash Show. Today, we are talking about Trump's trillion-dollar infrastructure proposal, NYPD getting rid of plainclothes, anti-crime unit, FDA rejects coronavirus drug, which was never really made for the coronavirus, a major win for the LGBT community, Beyonce uses her power to get justice for Breonna Taylor, and Ask Ash Cash. Let's go.
I ain't talking about rich. I'm talking about wealth.
Money ain't a thing. Money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
We can talk, but money talk. So talk
more. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. 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 Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show.
Morning. Thank you so much for tuning in to another awesome episode of the Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure you go to the ashcashshow.com to subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you go to ashcashtv.com to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Like it, share it, tell a friend to tell a friend. Definitely want to get this word out every Monday through Friday. All right, so let me get the chat box. Let me get the chat box going on the other side. And then if you're new to the show, welcome. And if you're not, welcome back. What we're gonna do is daily word of the day to start. We'll go into the news, and then I'll open up for any questions. If you're watching live on YouTube, if you're watching on Facebook, if you're watching on Twitter or Twitch, make sure that you put your questions in the comment box. If you are watching on IG, please put your questions in the question box. V Good Energy, good morning. Andrew, good morning. Welcome. LaCole Whitfield, good morning. Tony Tycoon, should I 1099 my friend driver, could he buy real estate to help with his tax burden? Yo, Tony, put that in the comment box, because people are going to be commenting. So I'm not going to, once I start to get to the questions, I might not be able to see it. So put it in the question box, and I'll answer that when we get started. All right, bet. So today, I'm going to start off with the daily word, daily inspirational word of the day. You know, I put a quote this morning that says, it all begins and ends in your mind. What you give power to has power over you. And my caption says, don't be fooled, this game is meant to. And so if you understand, there's a track by Jay-Z called Can I Live, right? He says, don't be fooled, this game is meant to. We both out of town, dog, what you trying to get into, right? Meaning that, you know, viva Las Vegas, see ya at the crap table. So what he's saying is really that, you know, the whole game is meant to, right? And that's where, you know, sort of like the thought came from. But I want us to realize, as we're going through life, as we're going through everything that we're going through, that there's absolutely always two sides of the coin. There's never just one side of the coin. There isn't just one side. The side of the coin that is most prevalent is what you're giving your attention to, is what you're looking at, is what you're paying attention to. And so whatever you give your power to, that's what has control over you, right? And a lot of times we think about control as a negative thing. But control is not negative if it's the control that you want, right? Meaning that if you are giving your energy to love, if you are giving your energy to maximizing your full self, if you're giving your energy to being the best that you could be, then that's what's going to have power over you, right? Love is going to have power over you. Being your best self is going to have power over you. And then now you're actually exuding the power that you want to see. Because when you lead with love, when you lead with being your best self, when you lead with the things that there's benefit from it, right? It allows itself to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And the more you become your best self, the more you live your best life. And that's what's going to have the power over you, opposed to leading in fear, leading in hate, leading in the things that will eventually grow and grow and grow. And then you explode, you self-implode. And so really pay attention to what you're focusing on, what you're giving power to. It's all a mental game. I know, and everybody has different mechanisms that allow them to focus on the things that they need to focus on. And so for me, it's meditation. It's sitting quiet. It's taking naps. It's taking walks. It's riding bikes. It's the things that get my endorphins up and running, that make me feel good, so that way I could focus on the right things, right? Because at the end of the day, again, there's always two sides of the coin. It isn't always just doom and gloom. One person could look at one situation and say, man, this situation is the worst situation ever. And in the same, somebody else might look at the same exact situation and look at it as a blessing. And so just pay attention to that. Pay attention to what you're looking at. Like I said yesterday, it's okay to feel your feels though, right? Feel your shit, right? Don't get to a point where, you know, you're trying to suppress what you're feeling. That's not what I'm saying. But just understand that those feelings are necessary for contrast. That sometimes when you're feeling a certain way, that's because, you know, it's a signal, right? It's a sign that you are not focusing on the right, wrong, on the wrong things. And I'll give you an example. Is like, thank God that when you touch a hot stove, you feel a burn, right? Thank God for that, because if you didn't feel the burn, but you kept your hand on the hot stove, it would literally damage your hand, right? It would damage your hand. It will burn it. It will, you will ruin your hand because you didn't get the sign that when I touch that stove, oh, it's hot, right? Those, your senses is a warning shot, right? And so thank God for that. You know, wow, this is hot. So imagine if you didn't have negative thoughts. Imagine you were spiraling out of control and there was nothing to tell you, man, you know what? Or not even negative thoughts, but negative feelings, right? Like you aspiring out of control. Imagine if you didn't have something that tell you, man, I'm feeling negative right now. Because that is not to just stay there. It's to say, oh, man, I got this contract. I don't like the way this feels. So what do I need to do to begin to feel different or start to head in the other direction? So always understand that, too, is that your negative feelings are more so a sign that you're not on the right track. Think about driving, right? So anybody who has ever driven in a highway, right? There's a reason why on the side of the highway, there's those rigid things that go when you drive on it, right? So I don't know about you, but if you've ever driven long distance, say if you're driving and you start getting tired, and you start to drift towards the side, if those rigid things on the side did not, you know, make that noise, it wouldn't wake you up. And you could potentially drive yourself off a cliff, drive yourself off the shoulders, and it'd be all bad. But those rigid sides are to tell you, yo, you off track. So that's the same thing like your negative thoughts. Your negative thoughts are there to tell you, you off track. Like, you off track. And so now get back into the middle, get back to the space that you need to get to. So make sure you understand that whatever you give power to, that's what's going to, has power over you, right? It all begins and ends in your mind. What you give power to has power over you. All right, cool. Let's go into the markets. Today, as of end of business, yesterday, The NASDAQ was up 1.43%. S&P 500 was up 0.83%. Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 0.62%. Gold was down 0.29%. 10-year Treasuries was up 2.5%. And oil was up 2.23%. And so again, we do see a lot of ups and downs in the market. The good thing is that the major indexes erased a lot of the big losses that it had earlier in the day, and it ended up, you know, in the green. Investors are definitely still iffy, and they're still trying to figure out whether they should worry about the rising caseloads of coronavirus in some states, and then others are trying to figure out whether they, you know, should be happy that a lot of the other states are reopening. As it relates to the economy and the Fed said it would now buy individual corporate bonds, which is debt, not just ETFs, in order to keep the market functioning properly. And this morning, we'll get a major reading on May retail sales, and economists are expecting an 8% increase following the 16.4% plunge, right? And so when we think about what's happening in the markets, when we think about the economy and how to stimulate the economy, I have to look at what the debt toll is right now, because I think pre-coronavirus, I believe the debt was $6 trillion. I'm reading reports to say that the debt is at $66 trillion, which is a big deal. And what that means is that the Fed is literally printing money, which is going to dilute the value of the dollar. And so keep an eye out on that, because while everybody's doing what they need to do, you know, to stay afloat, we also want to make sure that our economy stays a strong economy as well. So be on the lookout for that. Dow futures jump, you know, amid the report that Trump is preparing a $1 trillion infrastructure proposal. So future contracts tied to the major U.S. stock indexes, they rose sharply early Tuesday following a Bloomberg report that said President Donald Trump's administration is preparing a $1 trillion infrastructure proposal. Dow Jones Industrial Average futures rallied 471 points or 1.8, and the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ 100 futures were both higher than more than 1% as usual. Citing people familiar with the plan, Bloomberg News reported that the Trump administration has drawn up a $1 trillion infrastructure proposal. The report said a preliminary version being prepared would set aside the majority of the money for traditional infrastructure projects such as roads and bridges through funds would be also reserved for 5G wireless infrastructure and rural broadband. And police news, the NYPD is getting rid of plainclothes, the anti-crime unit. The police department, the New York City Police Department, so NYPD, said Monday that it will get rid of the anti-crime unit and transfer plainclothes officers to other parts of the department. NYPD Commissioner Dermot Shea said during a press conference that the department will immediately reassign about 600 anti-crime officers to areas such as the Detective Bureau and neighborhood policing. Shea called the overhaul in the realm of closing one of the last chapters of stop and frisk, right? And so if you're from New York, you know what the plainclothes cops, what they do. I'll leave it there. All right, so I found this interesting. So hydroxychloroquine has been revoked as the emergency or the U.S. revokes emergency approval for hydroxychloroquine of malaria drug for COVID-19. And so I remember a few people. So y'all better. Be in my comments again. I remember when I talked about this earlier, when when Donald Trump was saying he uses it and that he's seeing signs and all that stuff. And I was like, yo, it's crazy because why would he, you know, that was sort of irresponsible of him to say that. And, you know, people like, not a lot, but some people were coming for me in my comments like, oh, you know, it's one sided and you're not being objective and blah, blah, blah. And I'm not blah, 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 because I appreciate both sides of the spectrum. But, I mean, kind of told you so. So the U.S. regulators revoked the emergency authorization of malaria drug championed by Donald Trump for treating COVID-19 amid growing evidence that they don't work and could cause serious side effects, right? The Food and Drug Administration said on Monday that the drugs hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine were unlikely to be effective in treating the coronavirus. Citing reports of heart complications, the agency said the drug's unproven benefits do not outweigh the known and potential risk. Trump criticized the FDA's decision. I took it and I felt good about taking it. I don't know if it had an impact, but it certainly didn't hurt me, Trump said on Monday. Yo, I swear, sometimes I be wondering, I'm like, yo, this dude, I can't believe this dude is the president sometimes. Like, it's crazy. Yeah, I think that, so he said he took it, he feels good about taking it. He don't know that if it had an impact, but it certainly didn't hurt me. but the FDA saying, nah, don't do it. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm not sure if he, you know, Spoiled Brat says, I don't think he ever took it. I honestly, so it's weird, right? We talked about this. So check out the latest episode of the Ash Cash Show. I had a conversation with, A. Donahue Baker. We talk about Donald Trump. And we talk about, we talk about the fact that Donald Trump has 500 LLCs, right? And so, the Rockefellers once said, own nothing, control everything, right? And so he has 500 LLCs. So a lot of times, you don't even know what his real interests are because, the ownership could be buried somewhere. He might have a connection somehow to a company and you might not even necessarily know it. And that's what I think, you know. I think that, that there is some underlying business ventures, you know, that potentially could be tied to this. Elegant Lenore says, I don't know why people think there's going to be a vaccine for this thing today. Things like that take years. People just need to focus on their health now and forever. I was able to get my A1C down. Yeah, and I agree. You know, I agree, you know. I agree. All right. In other news, a big win for the LGBTQ community and the employees. So the Supreme Court, in a historic decision, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled Monday that the 1964 Civil Rights Act protects gay, lesbian, and transgender employees from discrimination based on sex. The ruling was 6-3, with Justice Neil Gorsuch, President Trump's first appointee to the court, writing the majority opinion. The opinion was joined by Chief Justice John Roberts and court's four liberal justices. Let's see. The decision is a huge victory for LGBT community and a major loss for the Trump administration, which had sided with employees in three cases before the court. So I think that's great news because, again, no one should be discriminated, for any reasons, right? And so when we think about, you know, the LGBTQ community who's being discriminated against for their sexual preference or gender, I think adding this protection is important. As Martin Luther King says, injustice for one is injustice for all. So great news coming out from there. Beyonce pens a letter to Kentucky Attorney General demanding justice for Breonna Taylor. Beyonce is demanding that the police officers involved in the Breonna Taylor's killing face charges in an open letter to Kentucky's Attorney General. Your office has both the power and the responsibility to bring justice to Breonna Taylor and demonstrate the value of a black woman's life, she wrote in a letter. The superstar and activist penned a letter to Attorney General Daniel Cameron and published it Sunday on her website. Beyonce demanded that Cameron bring criminal charges against the three officers involved in the death of Taylor, a 26-year-old licensed EMT, who was shot and killed after police forced their way into her Louisville, Kentucky home. 3 months have passed and zero arrests, zero, absolutely zero, zero, zero arrests have been made, and no officers have been fired, Beyonce wrote in a letter. The Louisville Police Metro Police Department investigation have created more questions than answers. The incident report states that Ms. Taylor suffered no injuries, yet we know she was shot at least 8 times. And I think that's important to kind of you know, take a look at, because at the end of the day, you know, I saw a meme that says, "Yo, how can you pass a new law, right?" Because there was a new law passed got rid of, right, the county got rid of no-knock warrants. But how can you get rid of a law, but then still the people who killed this young lady are still around? And so I think that, you know, I think that's a big travesty. In hip-hop news, Drake, Megan Thee Stallion, and Roddy Ricch led the 2020 BET Awards nomination. And so Drake has secured the most nominations for the 2020 BET Awards, which will be hosted by Insecure star Amanda Seals. And then in other news, we got T-Mobile had a major outage across the U.S. Yesterday. 24-hour Fitness has filed for bankruptcy. And I think that's it for the news.
Welcome to Ask Ash Cash. You have questions, he has an answer. Ask Ash Cash.
How can I get out of debt?
Is this a good time to buy a house?
What's a good credit score?
It's a 401k.
Yo, who's Dow Jones?
All right, so this is a question, and it says this is a private question, so I don't know if they want me to put this up on there or not, here's a question has been asked about, can I provide 15 minutes of my time, and I won't put the question up there because they said it's a private question, but I do want to say this. I posted this yesterday. And it was a joke, but it was almost serious, right? It says, "Are you free tomorrow?" Right? And it says, "No, I'm expensive." And so the reason why I say I posted that and in my captions, it said, PSA, entrepreneurs are never free. They eat what they kill. So if you get their time, please make sure you make the best of it. What I would suggest is that anybody who is, and this is like not only specific to me, it's just like in general. If you are asking of something from somebody, please make sure that you are, that your ask is complete, meaning this, right? So a lot of, like, I'm not a celebrity by no stretch of the imagination, but I do have a large following. I do have, I'm in demand. Let's just say that, right? And so because of that, I get a lot of requests. I'm talking about honestly, I almost need to hire somebody to check my DMs. I have a lot of DMs. I have a lot of people requesting stuff. I get a lot of people asking me to be on their podcast, to talk to their groups, to do this, to do that. I get a lot of requests. I'll be honest to you that, I'm an entrepreneur, right? And so, which means that I eat what I kill. I don't, you know what I mean? Like if I don't have a 9-to-5. And so if I don't sell books, I don't get paid. If I don't have consultant clients, I don't get paid. If I don't sell digital products, I don't get paid. The fact of the matter too is that now, And I'm going to be 100% honest. I was more willing to do stuff when I was speaking because if you ever see me live, I do a great job from a speaking perspective. So when I get on stage, I burn it down. And so because of that, I was able to book speeches at higher prices, right? And so, you know, my time would cost more, meaning that let's say, and I'm not trying to stunt, right? But let's say I could get $7,500 to $10,000 for a 45-minute speech. Let's say that's the rate, right? If I'm able to do that, then that's really like, you know what I mean, $7,000 an hour, let's say, right, for an hour. But then I have to travel, and so you have to look at that. But if I do two of those, then it's like, all right, cool. You know what I'm saying? So now I could, you know, give away my time in a way, right? Because it's still not giving it away, but I can still give away my time in a way. But when you think about it now, people have taken that away, right? Meaning the coronavirus, the economy, the fact that we can't have like speeches and stuff like that. And so because of that, my rate, I'm not getting $7,500, $10,000 to do any speeches or whatever, right? And so now I have to, you know, I have to figure out how do I make up that money, right? And so now people hire me, right, to do workshops and work, you know, and Zooms and things of that nature. So if I'm giving somebody my time, like it, you know what I'm saying? Like it's not me giving you, like it's not free is what I'm saying, right? Because if somebody like if I do a workshop 1 hour, right, and I get $1,000 to $2,000 to do a workshop for an hour, like that's the value of my time now. My time is worth $1,000 to $2,000. Let's go on a low end. So if an hour for me costs $1,000, right? So if it's $1,000 an hour, that's the low end, right? Because you know, I've gotten, let's say, like $2,000 or whatever to do like a workshop or whatever. But let's say it's $1,000, right? If it's $1,000, right, and somebody's asking me for 15 minutes, then 15 minutes is equivalent to $250, right? And so if you're not cash apping me, and I'm not saying this to be mean, because if you know my heart, right? You know, like people know me. If you know me, you know, like I'm a very giving person. But it's hard, right? Like this, like right now, it's hard for me to get. It's not hard for me to give, but it's hard for me to give in addition to what I'm giving you guys right now, right? So think about this as well, right? Is that every morning, from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., right, I'm giving you free game, right? Nobody's paying for this unless you support the Ash Cash Show. So thank you for those who go to the ashcashshow.com and support. But technically, nobody's really paying for this. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm giving you this opportunity to talk to me, to speak to me, and you could actually bring people here, right? Like you could bring people to my platform because I'm giving you this for free. But then, you know, again, no knock on the people who are asking for the individual, but like, yo, if you asking me, yo, can you be on my podcast? Can you do this? Can you do that? Like right now, it's hard for me to do it. And so if I'm not able to be on every podcast, then it's not that I'm looking down on your podcast or saying that your platform is not big enough or whatever. It's just that, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot. Like, I get a lot. I'm telling you, I can show you on my DMs right now. I get, like, a lot of DMs asking for, like, so much stuff, and it's just hard to say yes because if I'm saying yes to you, I'm saying no to me also, right? Because there are all these other things, like I got books I need to write, I got programs I need to do, I got, you know what I'm saying? So there's a lot going on. So I just wanted to say that just in an open forum. You know, Feb Creator, we love it. Thank you. You don't need to explain, bro. No, I get it, you know, but I did want to explain because I just, you know, again, I don't ever want, like I do this for the people. I promise you I do this for the people. And so I just don't ever want it to get to a space where, I mean, people are going to feel what they feel regardless, so I'm not saying that. But I do want people to understand that, you know, we're at a space where, like, You know what I'm saying? Like I eat what I kill. You know what I'm saying? Like, you eat what you kill. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, books, speaking, like that, like the price has gone up is what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of times, you know, in the past, like, I was like, nah, you know what I'm saying? Cause I'll give you an example. I remember when I was coming up and I had people who were who I wanted to get on my platform that could, oh, this would be a good deal for me or whatever. So I would always like reach out to these people and wanted to get them on my platform or whatever. And it was always a blessing. You know what I'm saying? It was always a blessing to, you know, to be able to get somebody on my platform. So I always wanted to give that back. But at the same time, we're in a crossroads right now. So I'll say that. Stevenson said price. So, I mean, it really depends, right? So I'm actually pulling away from doing one-on-one consultations. I've done them. I still have current clients that I do one-on-one consulting with, but I'm actually going to pull back from that. I'll probably do more group coaching. And so stay tuned for that. I mean, it depends, right? It depends on what the needs are. I have clients that pay me $1,500 a month. I have clients that pay me $3,000. So it really depends. But I'm actually going to, you know, start pulling back from the one-on-one stuff. And so I might just do group things. One-offs, like if somebody needed a like a workshop or something like that, you know, like I said, I'm getting like $1,000 to $2,000 for like a workshop. So like if somebody has a group of people and we're doing a workshop, then maybe $1,000 or $2,000. But yeah, I'm pulling back from the one-on-ones. Honestly, I just don't have the capacity. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I don't have the capacity. All right, so let me go here real quick. So resources, how important is mental health when dealing with, oh, I like this. So hit with Paris. Cuzzo says, how important is mental health when dealing with financial stability? It is the most important. People don't realize or people don't give mental health as much precedence in their finances as they should, right? Because think about your ability to make money will enhance when you have clear or you have good mental health, right? But then also when there's issues in your finances and your financial stability is not strong, your mental health could decrease as well, right? And so that's why it's important. So some of the things that I said earlier about finding ways to, I don't like the word coping, and that's why I don't use cope, but for lack of better words, I'm going to say cope, right? That you have to find a way to cope with what your current experience is, because I don't like the word reality, because reality is subjective. You can look at certain things and, figure out what the reality is, right? And so reality is what you make it. Like, you could have $0 in your bank account and still be a millionaire. And you're like, whoa, what are you talking about? How can you have $0 in your bank account and still be a millionaire? Because being a millionaire is a mindset first, right? It can't stay a mindset because at the end of the day, or it does stay a mindset, but when it's a real mindset, the money follows it, right? And so if you have a million-dollar mindset, you will begin to attract the money and the things and the people and the opportunities to make $1 million, right? Some people have a million-dollar mindset. They start to attract the people, and then before it gets real, they do something that pushes it away, right? But you could have $0 in your bank account and have a millionaire mindset and still be a millionaire, right? Or you could have $1 million in your bank account and have a broke person's mindset and still be broke, right? And so it's all about mental health. And I think that it's important that, you know, people do what is necessary to get themselves to the right mental health, right? Black Power TV says that's why people treat therapists and counseling like a luxury. Yeah, it's funny because therapy is important. You know what I'm saying? Like, therapy is definitely important because at the end of the day, you know, some people need therapy in different ways. You know, I've tried both. I've literally had a therapist and I paid a therapist to sit down and talk to. I've had therapy done in a way where, you know, I just pray. You know, that's a form of therapy for me. Meditation is a form of therapy for me. Working out is a form of therapy. Believe it or not, eating is a form of therapy. Meaning not eating because you're depressed, but eating the right things, feeding your body the right things, can also, you know, it's also like a form of therapy as well. And so I think that it's important that we get to that space where we're focusing on our mental health first and foremost, right? And so actually the book that I gave away, y'all killed those books too. Hopefully everybody got a free copy. But like, I think within the hour, they was all sold out. So Kanye West's book, Making Sense of Kanye, A Spiritual Guide to Financial Freedom, Peace, Love, and Happiness, actually talks about mental health and money. So that's actually what the book is about, and that's why I think it's a great book. But because we attached Kanye West to it, people didn't really receive it the way I wanted them to receive it. So definitely it's a great book. Check it out. For those who did get a copy, once you get your copy, please, if you like the book, if you don't like the book, go to Amazon and rate the book and just like give it a 5-star. No, give it a, whatever you think, but please doing that. The site crashed. Yeah, I'm telling you, people were going in. I told y'all about it. I posted it at 9. Then I emailed my list like at 9:10 or 9:15. You know what I'm saying? So, do you offer an audio version of Mind Right Money Right? I don't. Mind Right Money Right and Hustlenomics. I gotta finish Hustlenomics. But Mind Right Money Right is one of the books that I did not do an audio version, only because I wrote the book 10 years ago and I want to update some stuff. And so that's the reason why I felt like I didn't want to record an audio version to a book that I want to update. The stuff is still relevant and it's still good, but I've grown as a financial educator, so there's things that I want to update. So I might be re-releasing like a Mind Right Money Right, 2020 edition. I don't know, but yeah. So I don't have an audio version of that yet, but I do have an audio version of I do have an audio version of all the other stuff. So let's see. All right, cool. Yeah, facts, right? So all those people you gave books to should be tuned in right now. Now, they should be, definitely. But I also know that some people have, time restraints, so I don't fault that. Let's see. Thoughts on play. So Floyd Dietz asks about thoughts on play Dave and Buster stock. So I haven't paid attention to that, so I can't really comment on that. What's the best prune 20 stock? Yeah, I can't give you stock stuff. High Life 215 says, how do you feel about black gays joining trans movement rather than... I think that's meant to say black gays joining the trans movement rather than the black movement. I kind of feel... I don't really have a feeling. I understand, right? Because, let's see. I believe that black lives matter, but all black lives should matter, right? And what I mean by that is that, unfortunately, in a black community, we always find a way to separate ourselves. And that's why we always lose power, right? And so we lose power because, we separate ourselves, right? And so when we say, oh, I'm Muslim and you're a Christian, so we can't rock. Or you're Jewish, you're a black Jew. Or, you know, you're black American, I'm Caribbean American. Or, you know, you're from up north and I'm from the south. You know, you're an old head and I'm a young person. You're straight and I'm gay and trans or what, you know what I'm saying? I think that that's what dilutes it. Think about the civil rights movement. Like the same thing that's happened before, right? In the civil rights movement, what wound up happening was you had, you know, blacks sticking together, but then you had the feminist movement. So then now the woman movement separated the black women who are the feminists from the movement, and then they kind of went with the white women and they were fighting for those rights, and then the black plight got diluted. So I just feel like there should be unity on all fronts, meaning that it's not straight black people should make, you know, trans people feel that they're fighting for them, and then trans people should also join the fight. Like it should be one sound, one mind. Like everybody should be focused on this one thing. And I think until that happens, we won't really get far. You know, I think that's the reason. When you think about other communities, regardless of, you know, what they like or dislike or whatever, you know, they're always, you know, sticking together. So, all right. So let's see. Cause y'all put in questions when we need to win. So one movement make it forces necessary. Yo, Tony, did you put that in the question? But I'm gonna answer it just because you asked it again. Let's see. So should I 1099 my friend driver? Can he buy property to offset tax burden since he will have no write-off? So if you have a friend that you've hired, you know, that you've hired as a driver, if you 1099 that person, they're going to have to write, they're going to have to pay taxes on that money that you've 1099 them. Because they're a driver and they're 1099, then a lot of those write-offs, they can do write-offs. They can do write-offs on a gas, on car, on maintenance, on things that it costs to get paid. So that's really more so like a tax question. And I can't really, it's really a question that you have to look at your overall tax situation, your business situation. How is he set up as a business? How are you set up as a business? But the blanket general rule is that if you're paying somebody for services, you do want, from your perspective too, if you're paying for a driver, you should 1099 that person. So that way, when you write it off on your taxes, if you're ever audited, you have proof that you're paying you know, somebody for their services. So, but they should also, you know, check with a CPA. My guy Mitch, you know, we might do something tonight. Stay tuned. We might do a Tax Tuesday because I get a lot of tax questions, and I'd rather like a CPA answer those. And so I might do something tonight. So stay tuned. Let's see. God, Ash, we either going broke or staying afloat during this time. Who's winning? Who is rising to the top? The people need a COVID-19 financial survival guide. Y'all need to put that out ASAP. Divide and conquer. Let's see. All right, let's see what other questions we got. So let's see. So Nikki Nicole says, when should someone consider filing for Chapter 7 or 13? How much debt should you have? What is the benefit, and how long does it take for it to? I'm assuming to say for it to come off of your credit. You have chapter. So I always get these messed up, right? So you have chapter 7, chapter 11, chapter 13, right? One is asking, and you could probably Google this because I don't want to give you the wrong information. But one is asking, let me just see, right? So one is asking that you wipe out the debt completely, right? And so the other is like a restructuring of debt. and really the restructuring of debt, saying that, you know, I need you to restructure the debt, right? So chapter 7 is the code or is the bankruptcy filing that discharges all your unsecured debts, right? So credit cards, medical bills, unsecured loans, right? And so if you file for chapter 7, it's saying that you can't pay these debts at all, unsecured. So like your mortgage, you know, maybe in play there, but it's what is going to cancel out those debts, for say, right? And then chapter 11 and 13 are really about restructuring it. So it's not that you don't pay it, but you either get an extended time to pay it, it gets flipped around where you might have to pay a lower amount, like it's negotiation in those, right? The right time to file is really based on, so with bankruptcy now, what they do is they check to see if you, it's based on your need, right? So they look at your, you know, how much money you make, how much debt that you have, do you qualify to file for bankruptcy, right? I would say that if somebody has like a lot of debt, right, and they have so much debt that they can't pay their basic necessities, and they have no income or their income has shrunk significantly to the point that it would be impossible for them to pay it, then I would consider filing for bankruptcy, because bankruptcy is protection, right, at the end of the day, which means that what you don't want to happen is that if you're in that situation where you can't afford to pay anything, and you know your creditors start to, you know, your creditors start to come after you, then they start garnishing your wages, or they start taking money that you have earmarked for your necessities. So that's why I think that, you know, it's if you're at a situation where you can't do nothing, right? Like you don't have any money. You can't afford to pay anything, then bankruptcy is an option. You do have to, you know, I would, you know, check with an attorney. So, I would, you know, get like a bankruptcy attorney. They shouldn't be that expensive. But yeah, I would check with an attorney just to see if you would qualify. But if you're in a situation where your debt is just, you know, it's like you put your budget together and you're looking at all your situation, you're like, yo, I can't afford none of this stuff. But I also can't afford for them to garnish my wages. You know what I'm saying? I would say that. Let's see. All right. So insurance and style says, let's see about this one, right? So insurance and style said, I've seen several SUSU opportunity schemes. Please give your thoughts on why our kings and queens look to non-conventional methods of savings. Man, it's funny because I was in the park with my family the other day. And I literally like heard a guy, like this SUSU thing, this gifting loom or this gifting circle has really taken on legs, right? And I overheard somebody, you know, talking to a random person. You know, I was with a family, we was in the park, and you know, overheard somebody like talking to somebody about the SUSUs or whatever. And I, you know, I think I talked about this before, but I was actually approached twice by like people that I highly respect, you know, and I think that's how they're doing it now, where it's like, okay, be a blessing to somebody else, you know, and be a blessing, do cooperative economics, and be a blessing. My problem with that is it's not sustainable, right? It's not sustainable. It's not like a long-term fix. You know, my mom did SUSUs, you know, when she was coming up, you know what I'm saying? And so at the end of the day, I feel like it's not sustainable. I think that, for us, as a people, you know, anytime somebody has this perception, they're down, they look for a way to come up, you know what I'm saying? And so you know, I think that's part of the reason. I'm not knocking it because, like I said, it works as long as it works. Meaning that, you know, a pyramid scheme is period, right? Is that exchange for money, exchange of money to bring more people. That's what the definition of a pyramid scheme is. It's not my definition. That's what it is. A pyramid scheme is that if somebody promises you money in return for bringing in more people, and that's what these susus are. I believe that group economics is buying products or services. There's four types of people in this world. You have consumers, producers, investors, and philanthropists. If you're a consumer, meaning you're giving your money, you should give your money to a producer, buy a product or service, or invest your money in something, and vice versa. And so I think that our people are looking for a quick way to find a win. And that's why we do these things. I pray that those who are a part of it continue to see blessings, because I have heard of people saying, hey, I gave $500 and I got $4,000 back. You know what I mean? So I see it. It's happening. But I also think that the conventional ways of saving, of investing, of you know, starting businesses and things of that nature is beneficial. Let's see. Yeah, that would be helpful. Good morning, King. Let's see. First thing, we're hiring a contractor. Let's see. Does bankruptcy reduce student loans? No. Bankruptcy does not reduce student loans. Student loans will stay with you forever. May I suggest you put your books behind you so your viewers can be reminded? It's just good promotion as well. Currently, you are giving that logo. Your green hat, the promo. Oh, yeah. So. Thank you, Fem Creator. So yeah, so my IG, you really can't see the books, but if you go to ashcashtv.com, you'll see it's like a bigger thing, and it's there really isn't a way for me to position it that way, because when I'm so if you go to ashcashtv.com and you see my setup in YouTube, you'll see that there's a whole setup in the back of me. So all my books are on the back, on the left and the right of me. My camera for YouTube is straight ahead. And so if there's no way for me to position my IG camera to see the books and to have my setup on the AshCast TV. But I appreciate that. Let's see. Does not reduce your student loans. I love Susu, but not the money circle thing. On social media, it has to be trusted family and friends. Me too. My homie, who I respect, said he would put up half of me. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good on that. Is it the circle of people that give predetermined amounts of cash per month, and once a month someone gets paid? Yeah, that's what the susu is. Yeah. I've cashed out once, but the second round is hard. All right, cool. All right, let me go back to the questions. Let's see what y'all got. Because I got like a few more minutes. Do you know a resource for Black teens to get mentorship with successful Black entrepreneurs? I don't off the top of my head. I do not successful Black men entrepreneurs. I don't know off the top of my head. I know Black Man Can has something. I believe they have a network of entrepreneurs. Let me find out. I'll find out for you, V Goody. Yeah, let me find out. Let's see. Could you check up on... hey, Ash Cash, could you check up on my order of Hustlenomics and Queen Zynga? Any orders went out, so email me, info@mindrightmoney.com. You should have got a confirmation email that gave you a tracking number, but I'll check it today. Cloud 3 Vision, any advice for someone looking for their first apartment? I would say that if you're looking for your first apartment, please do a budget. Know how much money you could afford per month first. Know what expenses come with you renting out an apartment. I would also, you do a lot of research. Research what, you know, where you want to stay, meaning like what neighborhoods, and you know, does it benefit you from a perspective of travel to work, or you know, or you know, your social life and things of that nature? Because that's costs that people don't realize. Like I remember when you know my first apartment. You know, I'm from Harlem. My wife from Brooklyn. When we got our first apartment, it was in the Bronx, but it was like in the boonies almost, and so it cost us a lot of money to travel back and forth to the point that we had to get a car. You know what I'm saying? So, and that was an added expense. So I would say just kind of look at all the resources first. Let me see. How my guy Art. So how can I turn money that's sitting in my savings into cash flow? That's a great question. And so I would say that in order to turn your money into cash flow, first it depends on how much money you're talking. I would say that there's always, you know, there's always, so here's the answer, right? It's not stocks, it's not day trading, it's not anything that's a long-term play, right? Because a long-term play is the stock market, right? Some short-term stuff as it relates to creating cash flow would be buying property. So like, you know, buying, you know, let's say for instance, if you bought a, you know, house, not to live in, it could be an apartment, it could be, you know, and you could create that as a cash flow by renting that out. You know what I'm saying? So as you rent that out, as people pay you, you're now creating cash flow from there. Investing in someone's business, but you know, making sure that you know, the business is a viable business is another way. You know, using that money to create a product or service that you create one time. And then within having that product or service, now that product or service is creating that cash flow. So you put the money up ahead of time, and then it creates cash flow. I'll give you more specifics because I'm running down on time. But I would say, you know, buying property, investing in business, or creating a product or service are the top three ways that you could turn your cash into cash flow. All right, I got a minute left. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. As always, I appreciate you. Make sure you go to the ashcashshow.com, subscribe to the podcast, go to ashcashtv.com, subscribe to the YouTube channel so you can see all the glitz and glory. You know, go to shop.mindrightmoney.com to purchase books, to buy programs, all that good stuff. I love y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate y'all. I'm going to see y'all tomorrow, same time, same place. Tell a friend to tell a friend, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
You are now tuned in to the Ash Cash Show, your number one source for financial motivation. Get your mind and your money right.